because of the extraordinary nature of the Superfund law being a retroactive law. A lot of the pollution occurred under without any law being broken. And then Congress passes the law in 1980, amends it in 86, and then these polluters are brought back to clean up the mess they made, even though they made the mess without breaking any law. So most polluters, decided to fight that retroactivity clause in the law and go to court as opposed to just accepting their responsibility and taking care of business. In our case, the Atlantic Richfield Company, not to pull any punches, I mean, the fact of the matter is they bought the Anaconda Company in the 70s. That was their, stupid decision. By the 90s, when the law was in full bloom, these were expenses on their balance sheet and propped up against their massive profits. Too bad, this was an expense column item, and whatever they spent was an operational cost against their profits. So, that was the deal, but still, they stepped up. And so in 1992, we, as Butte Silver Bow, agreed to work in the room rather than outside the room. Typically local governments are on the outside in. You take the Berkeley Pit cleanup site, the local government was not a PRP. And so we were on the outside wondering what was going on in the room as it related to the decisions that were being made. And so we had sort of a watch and be attentive and make sure we were being treated well as a community on most of the sites, but on the priority soils site, we were in the room as a responsible party for the cleanup and forged a relationship with Atlantic Richfield that, still exists today. It was manifested in 2006 through an allocation agreement when the local government settled its claim. First we have to, the consent decree is the PRPs settling their business with the federal government and by extension the state government. But before that, Butte had to settle its claim with Atlantic Richfield. And so that's what's called the allocation agreement. And, the full title of the document is an allocation agreement and settlement of claims regarding the priority soils operable unit, which means, okay, we basically said we'll help implement the cleanup if you pay for everything. That's basically what the allocation agreement says. We operate the residential metals abatement program, and we take care of the hill. We take care of the operations and maintenance of the stormwater structures and the soil caps over the reclaimed sites. So for our role in participating in those duties, Atlantic Richfield agreed to pay all of our costs so we could insulate our community and our citizens from any of the costs associated with Superfund. So we settled our claims with ARCO and then moved forward from 06 now finally to 2020 to settle our claim with the federal government.